the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Leticia Casas, the chairwoman of the San Manuel Gaming and Hospitality Authority, and Cynthia Kaiser-Murphy, the general manager of the Palms Casino Resort, on the reopening of the Palms as the first Las Vegas casino resort to be owned and operated by a Native American tribe. The GGB podcast is sponsored by IGT. Give your players what they came for with IGT's top-performing themes featuring the biggest jackpots. IGT's wide area progressives draw a crowd on every casino floor. Visit IGT.com for more information. Somebody's ringing a bell. Do me a favor. Open the door. When the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians went looking for a Las Vegas casino to buy, it wasn't long before they settled on the Palms, which had been closed for 2 years after a $500 million renovation under the previous owner's Station Casinos. Leticia Casas, the chairwoman of the tribe's gaming business arm, the San Manuel Gaming and Hospitality Authority, explains why the tribe decided to venture into commercial gaming and what they hope to achieve. Former MGM executive and now general manager of the Palms, Cynthia Kaiser-Murphy, talks about the strategies to build the database, attract the loyal Southern California players of the tribe's Yomava Casino, and contribute to the Las Vegas community. They spoke with me just a day before the property opened in late April. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. We're here with the new owners of the Palms. We're here with explain to me what you call the San Manuel Gaming Enterprise?
San Manuel Gaming Hospitality Authority.
This is Leticia Casa and Cindy Kaiser-Murphy. Cindy and I go way back. She's the GM of the Palms here. And ladies, thanks for joining us. I appreciate you guys taking the time. The day before you open, you guys must be going crazy. So we're glad we get a time to sit down with you.
Glad to sit
Thank
down.
Thank you, Roger. It's a good crazy. It's a really good
it
crazy.
It is, I'm sure, yeah. So, Leticia, I want to explain to me why the tribe decided to get into commercial gaming. You have this fantastically successful casino in outside of San Bernardino, the closest casino to L.A. You were doing very well down there, and now you're coming to Las Vegas. Why did you decide to do that?
You know, it's something that the tribe considered for a long time, and seeing the successes that we've had in Yomava and all the things and the lessons that we've learned and the experience that we've gained through Indian gaming, mm-hmm. we wanted to expand. And we wanted to hold true to our core of the things that we know and build on our expertise and the things that we've learned within the industry. Mm-hmm. And Las Vegas, we saw as where we wanted to be.
So you chose Las Vegas as the entry point. I mean, you could have chosen some of the other jurisdictions and maybe eased into Las Vegas, but you're jumping into the deep end of the pool.
We're jumping into the deep end of the pool. Yeah, we had a lot of thought, a lot of time, a lot of conversation mm-hmm. around what the timing was like, and the stars aligned. Timing was perfect, and just so many things aligned all at the same time. And like I said, we know Las Vegas is the mecca. Like, you know, we talk about all the time.
Sure.
It's where mm-hmm. entertainment capital of the world, gaming capital of the world. So
you've considered this for quite some time. I remember I got the first hint when I saw the logo go up on the boards at the Golden Knights games.
Yes. Yes.
Did you ever consider any other casinos in Las Vegas? Because there's a few of them available.
You know what? Through the due diligence and all the research and things that we did throughout the time, we always had our sights on Palms.
Okay. So, Cindy, what shape was this property in? I mean, it had just recently been renovated by Station Casino, so it was really at the top of the budget there. What did you have to do in the 4 months between you guys taking over and opening tomorrow night?
Roger, the property was meticulously remodeled. Beautiful.
Yes.
Amazing restaurant, beautiful gaming floor, and some of the finest entertainment venues anywhere. Not to mention the suites with unmatched views.
Sure.
Anywhere. So the focus for San Manuel Gaming Hospitality Authority, first and foremost, was the back of the house. The back of the house needed to be refreshed quite a bit, and that was the very first project that occurred.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a pretty big investment in our new sports book. We're super proud of that.
Right.
And that will be opening tomorrow night for the first time
mm-hmm.
with the property. And we have William Hill as our partner
right.
to bring their deep expertise and some of their top employees and some great programming.
Sure.
Yeah, William Hill is a great product. That's the sports book I primarily use on my phone. So
excellent. Well, you can come to the Palms then too.
We'll make a deposit.
You can get some great food while you're watching the games.
Right. Well, let's talk about the food and beverage outlets. You kept some of the ones that were here under the Palms. You know, there were some really great ones. Mabel's Barbecue. I love that. Explain what's new and what's not, what's updated.
Well, as you said, Mabel's with Michael Simon, and we took a trip to Cleveland to go experience their barbecue because it is outrageous. It's really, really good. And Michael will be joining us this week, too. We're super excited. He'll be cooking. He's added not only his favorite barbecues, but we're lucky he's brought his burger. So Michael Simon's bringing his burger, and I got to taste it, and it's way worth it. We also bring back Scotch 80. It's wonderful. Right. Tim Ho-Wan is just wonderful. It's fantastic. We have a new restaurant, Cafe Serrana Vista. Mm-hmm. There's also one at Yamava, and we have a couple of menu favorites from Yamava that'll be here, and we have also a very, very talented chef team that's creating some new inspirations there. We have a buffet. We're really excited to bring the buffet back. We have a special pizza. We have a pop-up coming in Green Street. We've got a wonderful eateries in our food court. So we have you can do a lot of eating. It's very dangerous for your waistline to come to the Palms.
That's for sure. And you're opening a buffet. It's an unusual offering now in Vegas. It's hard to find a good buffet, but this was always a great buffet. Well, tell us how that's going to work.
It's not just any buffet. This buffet has a vegan station. Mm-hmm. It has a fresh salad bar. It has unbelievable Mexican food. It has a really fresh dessert bar it's got a triple decker with our own pastry chef creations. And we're going to have some special theme nights too. So that'll be really, really fun for our customers.
Right. So it sounds like you've got a full boat of that kind of thing. Now, nightclubs were always a big part of this property. You know, Chaos was in chaos, I think, toward the end when the station was owning it. But so how have you approached that strategy?
Entertainment will be a very big part of the Palms.
Right.
We're pivoting on the strategy to have a lot of what we call activation. So there'll be entertainment literally all over the property. You'll see it.
Right.
On opening night, we're going to have pop-ups. We're going to celebrate a lot of local musicians.
That's right.
And we're going to have entertainment in smaller footprints all over the property. Chaos is an outstanding venue.
Sure.
We will definitely be using it. It's very popular with bookings for special events. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be live music in there. We're going to try some new formats in there, so we're going to have some fun. And then, of course, Pearl is coming back. We'll be announcing that as soon as we have that calendar as well. So we'll have lounge pop-up. We'll have on-the-floor activation. And quite frankly, the first few months, Roger, we'll look at which zones we can bring DJs in, where we can bring live music, whether it's in the lounges. Some of our lounges are elevated. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna really go long on creating activation, creating energy on the floor through entertainment.
And another signature right from the start here was the Ghost Bar, which kind of went away, I think, when Station owned it, but you're bringing it back?
We're bringing back Ghost Bar. Quite frankly, we were talking about it in the early months, and we just started getting so many requests, and we had a board meeting and said, let's do it.
Right.
The community wants it. Let's do it. We're getting a lot of questions. Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
so we're going to bring Ghost Bar back.
One of the top questions, right? You bring back Ghost Bar.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the shark's still here.
Our shark is here, and that shark's going to have a lot of specialty drinks right under its
great. Yeah, that's such a great, great kind of center bar there.
Yeah,
that the focus is, as soon as you walk in, that's where your focus goes.
So. And some super talented employees that work there,
too. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, as we said, the renovation was done, you know, 2 years ago, and so they had a lot of new slots, but you still had to update it. Even 18 months in this industry is a long time for technology. What have you done in terms of the gaming equipment and the technology on the floor?
Well, there's always old favorites, and we want customers to find whatever they want. So one of the things we'll be doing is making sure we listen to our customers so we can tell them where to find their machines, whether it's a more vintage kind of machine or whether it's one of the newer products. We obviously went to the gaming show. We all went there this year.
Right.
And I think coming out of a 2-year closure, the manufacturers, some of them were able to keep up production. So we've got some really exciting new product coming on the floor and mixing it in with some of the favorites that are really, really well liked by the customers. And we've got our eye on that, and we'll be staying active in the gaming market. So
that's great. So
Nonstop Thrills meet massive jackpots. IGT's wide area progressives draw a crowd on every floor with the well-known brands like Wheel of Fortune Slots and Megabox. IGT's newest game, Money Mania, is based off player favorites Cleopatra and Pharaoh's Fortune. Money Mania brings the excitement with a fast-hitting wide area progressive jackpot. Give your players what they came for with the top performing themes featuring the biggest jackpots. Visit IGT.com for more details.
You've got a bunch of signature suites as well. We're sitting in one now, the hardwood fleet seat. We can't even, if we turn the camera around, you'd see a basketball court on the other side of this street. So what about some of the other suites? I know you had the Playboy suite slash casino. I don't know if you still got that.
Well, we have the Kingpin. Okay. It's not only do we have, can you play basketball, and then you can at night, the Murphy beds come down, you can sleep on the basketball court.
Oh, great.
We have the Kingpin so you can bowl. We have a lot of active suites. Mm-hmm. We have the cinema, we have the lofts, we have penthouses. We have unbelievable views.
Right.
And each suite is unique. It has its own story and its own decor.
There's a couple of suites that have swimming pools in it.
There are, yes, sir. And you can swim right with a view of the Las Vegas skyline.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best view in town here for sure.
Yes.
How about poker? Are you going to offer that here?
We don't have a poker room.
Okay, most casinos don't. They've really been eliminating that, so it just makes sense. I don't, poker is great, but it doesn't really produce a lot of revenue, as we all know, right? So, opening a casino from the scratch here in Vegas, we've seen it happen a couple of times in the last few years. Companies come in, they don't have a database, and it takes them a while to ramp it up. Now, you have an advantage because you have a huge casino, huge popular casino with a massive database in Southern California. How are you going to use that database to bring players to Vegas?
Well, first of all, Yamabha's got a very loyal database,
right.
And for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
The property is known for tremendous friendliness. It's immaculately clean,
and
it's very, very well managed. And it's in a great location. So that's a wonderful introduction to our company to have the Palms partner with Yamabha.
Sure.
And Yamabha just opened a hotel and just opened an event center.
Beautiful
so
hotel.
Beautiful, great entertainment, and now you have a full resort. So we look very forward as the new sister to taking advantage of having the Yamabha customers visit us. We know the Yamabha customers are visiting Las Vegas.
Right, sure.
And whether they stay with us or just come over and earn points and take advantage of the entertainment and the dining and the gaming here, that's great. We're welcome to all.
Sure.
So that'll be a very, very big focus while we build up a locals database special for the Palms. And we feel very confident that people want to come and see the Palms. We've had so much positive feedback. We're just very fortunate about that. And we're going to welcome our locals in. And then, of course, there's 45 million plus visitors. And by the way, quite a few are going to be in town this week.
That's right.
They're going to have a chance to sign up for our club. So we're going to do our best. And we're going to listen to the customers and be ready to react to what we learn from them. Because just like we talked about with Ghost Bar, we're learning as we go.
Yes.
Well, this property always had that mix of the Southern California visitors and the locals. Especially early on when the Maloofs owned it. At night it was a hopping nightclub scene, and during the day it was the locals coming in and playing video poker. You know, is that kind of what you're hoping to do again?
Well, our strategy will be unique to San Manuel Gaming Hospitality Authority. And we're looking at all day parts and different offerings. You know, we have a pool that is tremendous.
Right.
If
yes.
you haven't seen our pool, come take a look. We'll be open on Thursday.
Right.
So we have a lot to offer in different day parts. We also have 14 movie theaters, so we know that we can attract all different visitors. Mm-hmm. And it'll be, you know, we have some excellent marketing team that have been hired. We have some support, shared services. And we'll be looking at each day part and leveraging how can we maximize the business and bring what Palms has to all the customers at different times.
So, it was a quick hiring process, 4 months to put together a team. How many original Palms employees returned to the property?
We're very honored that over 50% of our employees are returning
Palms. 2 years ago.
And we have about 70 day one.
Yeah.
We opened the Palms the first time.
Wow. So those people have the legacy understanding of what the property is. Are they kind of filling in your new hires on top of that?
Oh, yes. Filling in the new hires and the executive team, by the way.
Okay, you're right.
For example, 97% of the catering department came back, and they walked in here and started showing us, you know, the way and really helping us with the roadmap. And then we always want the new people to feel welcome too, so we created kind of a buddy system, and it was started informally. So they've helped us tremendously, and we're celebrating them.
Okay, so you're really happy with the team you put together then?
We are thrilled. It's Letitia and I. It's beyond what we would have thought 6 months ago.
Yeah, I think the returning employees have brought such a family feel with them that they want to just like bring everybody along with them, including us, and helping us get to know the property and understand the ins and outs of things. So yeah.
So tell me how you're going to bring, I mean, I know at Yamava you have an incredible corporate culture, tribal culture down there, and the employers are as loyal as the customers are down there. So how are you trying to meld the two, you know, and you got the family atmosphere here.
Yes.
So how are you going to bring those two together?
So one of the things that we always say at Yamava with our employees is they're not employees, they're extended family members.
Sure.
And that's the same way we feel about the Palms team here. They're extended family members. I was just speaking with a team earlier today. I want to know all the family. I want to get to know them because that's how we view the employees.
Sure.
They're hugely important to the tribe,
right?
To the family.
Yeah, no question. So, you know, we have two talented women here. I met another talented woman in Anaheim last week at NIGA, Lynn Valbuena, who's the newly elected tribal chairwoman. So here you got three women leading this enterprise. I mean, it's just amazing. So do you feel like you know, this is an important step in the industry of the women becoming much more recognized?
Absolutely. I think especially for the tribe, we're very, we're a matriarchal society. Mm-hmm. So we grow from the power of women.
Right.
That's who we are as a people, our tribe specifically.
Sure.
Our original documents that were signed to create our tribe and recognize us, our governing documents, were signed all by women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's huge for us. And that was hugely important to us when we interviewed Cynthia. And we were just like, yes, like we're so excited that we found her. And yeah, to be able to build on that and empower other women.
Sure, no question about that. So, you know, the tribe in California, you know, they're so unique, and you know, you've been involved in the community down there very much, and you're doing the same thing here in Las Vegas. You know, 2 years ago, before we even knew you were thinking about this, you invested in the UNLV International Gaming Institute. Tell me why that's so important to you.
So one of our tribal values is giving back,
mm-hmm.
and we're so committed to that because we lived off of what others provided to us for a very long time.
Sure.
We had others that helped us when we had very little to provide for ourselves. So when we came into success and we were able to have an opportunity to give back, top priority. We want to make sure that we're giving back to our local communities and all the communities, surrounding communities that help us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And you brought in some really, really good people. Dan Little's a good friend of mine. I saw you just brought in Dan DiRico as CFO.
Yes.
I mean, those are two guys that know the industry backwards and forwards. You know,
yes.
So you know, it's just great. So one more question: have you established some benchmarks about, you know, where you want to see this property over the next year or two?
Well, first and foremost, we talked about it is build up the following, bring back the customers,
right?
Build up a database. Create financial success for the property and create a sense of community and a sense of buzz. There's something about the Palms energy, and there's a magic, and we've got to bring that to the people.
Yes.
And that's that what's happening, the aura, a lot of social media, a lot of positive buzz, and keep eyes on the Palms.
Right.
We're not the largest resort in Las Vegas, and that's okay.
Right.
We need to own our place, and we need to do the very best we can with all of the tremendous assets we have, and take our rightful place in Las Vegas and providing that experience that people come from around the world to visit. So we have, you know, we've set up our operating plan, what we could do in the first 4 months. We have a lot of work to do to build a strategic plan for not only the coming year, next year's, but for the next seven generations. We have a lot of work to do strategically.
Sure.
Quite frankly, in an opening like this, Roger, you go, let's get it open. Let's put together a PMO, put a team, get it open. We've got a long list of things to do as soon as we get through this weekend.
Right. Just one more question for you. You're the first Native American tribe to own and operate a casino in Las Vegas. What does that mean to you?
You know, this, it's not something that's lost on us. We understand the huge importance of it, and we understood during the process, especially going through licensing, we were very careful in the way that we dealt with that process, and especially with talking with Nevada Gaming Control Board. They reminded us, you know, what we set in place mm-hmm. is what's setting precedent and paving the way for other tribes.
Right.
So we didn't take that lightly. We're hugely honored. It's been humbling, for yes. sure. I'm lost for words other than I can just say it's humbling.
Well, you beat the Seminoles in here, so that's a good thing. So. Ladies, thank you very much. Congratulations on getting this property up and running again. I'm really excited to see the excitement that comes through the door tomorrow night when you open, and I'm sure it's going to be a success. So good luck, and maybe we'll catch up a year from now and find out how it's gone.
Yeah, thank you, Roger, for your support and getting the word out about the Palms. We
yes.
appreciate you.
Great.
Yes,
thank you
for your time.
Yeah, someone's knocking at the door.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast with thanks again to IGT. Give your players what they came for with IGT's top performing themes featuring the biggest jackpots. IGT's wide area progressives draw a crowd on every casino floor. Visit IGT.com for more information. To learn more about the intersection of tribal and commercial gaming, visit GGBMagazine.com or our annual Indian gaming publication, TribalGovernmentGaming.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.